The moment Logan bumps into Delilah Wong at Dracot Academy, his world shifts dramatically. Still drowning in grief over his classmate Sophie's death, Logan sees in Delilah something miraculous, a second chance. Their accidental collision when she cracks his phone screen becomes, in his mind, cosmic intervention. The name of my destiny, he thinks upon learning her full name, feeling his first genuine smile in months. What begins as attraction quickly spirals into dangerous fixation as Logan researches her extensively online, discovers her address, and begins watching her through her bedroom window. In his twisted perspective, he's not violating her privacy, but protecting her. This rationalization reveals the dangerous psychology behind stalking, the belief that obsession equals love, and that boundaries don't apply when you're meant to be with someone. When Logan discovers Delilah suffers abuse at home from her mother's boyfriend, Detective Brandon Jackson, he doesn't report it. Instead, he sees it as an opportunity to become her savior, installing hidden cameras to monitor her every move. His grief has morphed into a dangerous fixation that will have devastating consequences for both of them. Detective Brandon Jackson embodies a chilling reality. Abusers who exploit positions of authority. As a police officer, he weaponizes the very system designed to protect citizens to control Delilah and her mother. He demands drinks prepared exactly to his specifications, mocks Delilah's deceased father, and creates an environment where both women constantly fear missteps. When ice cubes become unavailable, he uses this trivial issue to demonstrate his power, creating a threatening situation that forces Delilah to flee her home. His casual mention of officers receiving paid vacation for accidental killings serves as a veiled threat, reminding them his authority extends beyond their household. This explains their entrapment. When Delilah's friend Aisha suggests reporting him, Delilah immediately dismisses the idea, knowing the futility of accusing a police officer. Their home has transformed from sanctuary to prison, with Brandon controlling their most basic behaviors, denying them autonomy. When Delilah deliberately trips the carjack, sending Brandon's Camaro crashing down on him, she transforms from victim to survivor. As blood pools beneath the vehicle, she displays strategic thinking under pressure. With Officer Davian, she crafts a believable story. She found Brandon already crushed when she came to ask about groceries. Delilah cleverly exploits sexist assumptions that a teenage girl wouldn't know how to operate a carjack. However, Detective Mendez, Brandon's partner, appears suspicious from the start. After Brandon's death, unexpected relief follows. Delilah notices positive changes. Her mother returns to work, wears makeup again, and both carry themselves with renewed confidence. Yet her lack of remorse troubles her. In therapy with Dr. Lee, she admits feeling no guilt. Dr. Lee validates that abuse victims do whatever necessary to survive, though this doesn't fully resolve Delilah's moral conflict. The seemingly perfect crime has one flaw. Logan captured the deliberate act on his secret camera. Just as Delilah begins to taste freedom after Brandon's death, Logan's blackmail creates a new prison. Their first date at an adventure park initially seems promising. They race through obstacle courses, connecting over shared experiences. This illusion shatters when Delilah pulls Logan in for a kiss. His response, blurting "I love you" and confessing he's loved her since the first day of school, reveals the unhealthy intensity of his feelings. When Delilah recoils, Logan reveals his leverage, the video of Brandon's murder. The confrontation exposes his delusion. He genuinely believes they're soulmates and that he's protecting her rather than exploiting her vulnerability. His twisted logic, that he loves everything about her, including her capacity for murder, shows how he's romanticized her trauma. When Delilah calls it blackmail, Logan appears scandalized while simultaneously threatening police involvement if she leaves. Delilah's physical response mirrors her reaction to Brandon's abuse, the same feeling of standing at the edge of a crevasse with monsters lurking below. The blackmail forces her to perform affection as Logan inserts himself into her life, cooking breakfast uninvited and physically guiding her through school. The revelation that Delilah bears an uncanny resemblance to Logan's deceased classmate Sophie adds a disturbing dimension to his obsession. When Aisha shows Delilah photos, she's stunned to discover not just similar Asian features, but a striking likeness to Sophie, a beautiful, vibrant girl who appeared in numerous photos with friends, contrasting with Delilah's initially subdued demeanor. This forces Delilah to confront the truth. Logan isn't attracted to her as an individual, but as Sophie's replacement. Under the influence of drugs Delilah secretly feeds him, Logan begins conflating them, calling Delilah by Sophie's name, revealing how his obsession stems from unresolved grief. The parallels extend beyond appearance. When Logan breaks into Delilah's bedroom, touching her possessions and lying on her bed, he recalls doing the same in Sophie's room after her death. As his mental health deteriorates, he hears Sophie's voice, believing she sent Delilah as a gift, further objectifying both women. Faced with Logan's control and Detective Mendez's suspicions, Delilah transforms from hunted to hunter. She begins with cupcakes laced with MDMA and Ambien, exploiting Logan's sweet tooth by disguising the drugs with extra sugar and coffee. As she increases his dosage, she watches him develop anxiety and paranoia, thinking, "I'm the predator, and he's the helpless rat facing a snake." Moral complications arise when she endangers her friend Aisha as a distraction. After Logan grabs Aisha violently, Delilah acknowledges, "I'm turning into a monster." The culmination, murdering Logan by drugging his hot chocolate and holding his head underwater, completes her transformation. Her clinical disposal of evidence reveals chilling detachment, though she briefly acknowledges her conflict before justifying it as necessary for freedom. The obsession portrays a world where heroes and villains blur into predators and prey, with characters embodying both roles. Brandon, a police officer, abuses his authority to terrorize Delilah and her mother. When Delilah causes his death, she shifts from prey to predator. Logan continues this pattern by blackmailing her with evidence of Brandon's murder, controlling her through fear while claiming protection. Delilah completes the cycle by drugging and ultimately killing Logan, another transformation from victim to perpetrator. Her realization that she enjoys eliminating predators raises a crucial question. Has she broken the cycle or perpetuated it? What might we become when pushed to survival's edge? When predators wear badges or claim to love us, the most terrifying transformation may be within ourselves. When systems fail and protectors become oppressors, what boundaries would you cross for freedom? Delilah's journey from victim to vigilante confronts uncomfortable truths about justice and survival. The haunting question isn't whether her actions were justified, but if anyone can truly escape violence once they've become part of it.